AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairie Land Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 13th of December, partly cloudy, 28 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon. Lieutenant Haddon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
So far, so good. Thanks for joining us here today. How is the Red Kettle campaign drive going so far?
Well, right now, of course, it got the campaign started off pretty slow. We really need a lot of bell ringers, but Saturday was a very exciting day. And I'm sure you guys all want numbers, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Well, the Badges United brought in right around $3,000. So we are really excited about that. The Policeman's Kettle came in first.
All right.
And they were at the market door at Walmart. Then the firemen came in second. And my advice to the sheriff's department is you need to get somebody that gives you a large check in your kettle.
So that was the difference between that, helped, that one, huh? And the other two?
That was the difference.
All right.
One big check.
What a great effort, though.
Not bad.
You know, our first responders and firefighters and law enforcement officials. Nice job. That is a big day, isn't it?
That is a big day. Yeah. Now, for the Lions Club, combined, the Lions Club combined was 1,900, but I don't have the change counted in that, so they're right around 2,000. So they really blew away the police's kettle as well.
Ooh. Wow. $5,000 day, basically, here for the effort.
Yeah, that really helped make up for, you know, our slow kettles.
So did that include the Lions match then, Lieutenant?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
You mentioned here about the drive. Why is this so important here to have that, you know, $75,000 in the coffers, in the bank account here to get started in 2022?
Yes. So the kettle is a big part of our budget. It makes up several different things. So our kettle goal, just of the kettles alone, of 70,000, is a big chunk. We also have like checks that they consider white mail, and that's an additional 40,000. So right there, that's $100,000, in our budget. So we encourage people, you know, if you can't give change, you know, this is an opportunity for you to help others in needs by giving your sending your checks in as well, because those all contribute to the overall campaign.
Well, the campaign's not over with yet, is it? We still have some work to do, correct?
Right. And we also have the online giving. If you'll notice, we had some new signs out on Saturday. Hope marches on. We have the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, logo on our signs this year for every quarter counts. So, and people have been really good. Usually you don't get very much change in the kettle when you don't have a bell ringer, but we've put the kettles out there anyway just to take an opportunity of every quarter. And people have been putting some dollars in there, and it's fairly safe. You know, those kettles are locked into the stands, and, you know, I put them out every morning and pick them up at the end of every day, so...
Well, I can tell you this one, the slots are meant for change, it certainly appears. I donated on a couple of occasions this past weekend, and you know, if you're putting the bills in there, you have to fold them properly and to
jam them in there sometimes, you know.
But they do fit, let's just put it that way.
They do fit. Yes, they
indeed.
Do fit.
So how long is the campaign, bell ringing campaign, going, Miley?
We go through Christmas Eve.
Okay.
We ring all the way up through December 24th. Of course, we have Wednesday night is Real Estate Wednesday. And next, in the 19th, well, my advisory board will be out ringing. So those are two more very big days for us.
Understood. Now, how is the campaign going at this particular point in time? How close are you to goal at this stage?
Right now we have 27 in the kettles, but we did have about 10,000 in checks, so okay. That brings us to 37. The checks raise our goal a little bit to almost 100,000 with white mail.
Understood. Now, are you still needing bell ringers here for the next couple of weeks to close things out?
Yes, we are. And if it's a nice day and there's a musician who likes to go out and play music by the kettle, that's always encouraged as well. So just let me know. I'll hang an apron out there, and you can definitely help those that are in need this year.
All right. So how can people contact you if they're willing to get out there and ring the bell for the Salvation Army?
Well, one way is you can go on to registertoring.com, create your own account, and it'll show you all of the locations and time slots that are available. Of course, you can always call our office, and we can help get you scheduled.
And we're talking with Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon on our primetime newsmaker on KVOE. It is 728. Well, Lieutenant, what kind of need are you seeing this holiday season here locally?
Utility bills are really high, and rent.
Right.
And that's what a lot of our, we do emergency assistance, so that if someone has a high utility bill that has a shutoff notice or an eviction notice with rent, then we try to keep people housed and comfortable this winter, along with our, food bank if they need food.
Understood. I know this is your first winter here with us, but based off of any conversations that you had with Major Deb earlier, are you seeing a bigger need from the past, or is it just basically this is just high and needs to be addressed?
These are just general normal needs. The pandemic had its own special situation, and we're kind of in the after of that. So the bills are just higher, because people they didn't keep up with their bills during the pandemic. And so now they've come due.
Okay. Lieutenant, anything else that you wanted us to know about here, about either the current drive right now or kind of as we texted over the weekend, the possibility of helping people from the tornado situation from Friday night?
Right. So I do know that the Salvation Army is on the ground working. They are part of the emergency management teams, are what we call emergency disaster services. I have not gotten any kind of statement for us in our division, but I do know that our division is ready to assist in the Missouri tornado.
Okay. And then call the office in case people would like to help out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so.
If you write any check, if you write a check and you designate it as disaster, then that gets sent to our emergency disaster office and that gets forwarded to help specifically for that disaster.
Sounds good. Well, Lieutenant, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck in closing out the campaign strong, and we will hopefully talk with you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Lieutenant. Lieutenant Miley Haddon, Salvation Army, on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right. And if you want to be part of the newsmaker slots here today, we do have Wednesdays currently open and Fridays currently open here this week. So give us a call at 620-342-1400, or you can always email us, kvue@kvue.com. Bob Bernheide joins us tomorrow, which means we're going to review the Flint Hills Optimist Christmas Tree Lot fundraiser. Highly successful here this year for the Optimists, to say the least.
Yes, indeed. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local 732, 28 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Just when you thought the to-do list was to done, the new list begins. Mark Dew Lumber is here to help. And through the end of the year,